here's a story from The World.
This debate is not just happening in the U.S. and Britain. Belgium is full of statues of King Leopold II, who led the brutal colonization of Congo. He was responsible for millions of deaths in Africa. Over the weekend, these statues became a flashpoint for protesters. One statue in the city of Ghent was splashed with red paint and tagged with the phrase, "I can't breathe." A petition to remove likenesses of Leopold in Brussels has gained more than 60,000 signatures. These are the kinds of things that Belgian Rwandan artist Laura Singiyumva has grappled with in her work. In her 2018 piece, People, for example, a giant ice statue of King Leopold II slowly melted over the course of a day. Singiyumva joins us from Brussels. Thank you for being with us, Laura. How does it feel to you to see a renewed movement take these statues down? What does this moment feel like to you?
This moment in particular, it's amazing. It's very intense. I didn't see it coming that fast. When I had this vision of melting Leopold II, I thought it would take a few more years. Of course, it was like a spark. I wanted to ignite a spark, but even in my craziest dream, I didn't think that in 2 years this would happen. And I really think that all the statues are living there the last hours, and that's incredible to experience this in my lifetime.
So yeah. For people here in the U.S., Laura, who may not be familiar with the history, we have to go back to the mid-19th century. What does King Leopold II's image actually represent?
King Leopold is the Belgian king who started to colonize Congo, Rwanda, and Burundi. It's a figure, a character that is very much celebrated here in Belgium. We don't learn at school about the genocide that happened. We just really live in a propaganda, in the colonial propaganda still. So it's a bit tricky to wake everyone up because, of course, it's so internalized. And what's happening globally really helps us getting this introspection, I think.
And Belgium's colonial past is embedded in many different places. You find it in museum collections, in school curricula. What work have institutions done to reckon with that history?
Schools and museums, we are not that far yet. There are still a lot of institutionalized racism. So even as an artist working with the museum, it's a bit tricky because we need to make them aware and to keep the dialogue open. And with schools, we're not there yet. We're just, that's one of our demands right now with the whole decolonial movements. One of the most important demands is education, and that is still not happening in Belgium.
You've also spoken out in the past, Laura, against racist elements in public rituals in Belgium, like the Ducas Duff Festival, which includes a character in blackface, or the Christmas character of Zwarte Piet. Do you think this moment's going to get people to reconsider the way they think about these traditions?
I think the whole thing is so connected. It's all same propaganda. And I really think Zwarte Piet is not going to last long either, from what I saw, because even in the protest in Brussels, people were screaming, kick out Zwarte Piet.
For you personally, Laura, where do you want to take your art in this moment? What is this moment telling you to say?
Oh, my God, I have so many things to say. I have even more work than before, I think, because before it was all about making people aware, but now it's really about educating and shaping really the present, shaping the new monuments, because we started the conversation already about what's going to replace those monuments and how we're going to teach to the kids. So, yeah, it's just starting.
If you had to design a new monument, what would it look like?
I designed it already. When I saw this vision of melting Leopold II, I was very, very genuine. I really want the real statue to be melted into a new monument in memory of the victims. And why I want to melt it and transform into something new is just we have this common heritage, this common history that we cannot erase, but we can make it take another shape and tell another story.
Laura Singiyumva is a Belgian Rwandan artist and architect. She's been speaking with us from Brussels. Thank you very much, Laura. Good to speak with you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.